This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Greek lessons 22 and 23. Please open your textbook to page 265, and let's look at some more medical suffixes, beginning with path, P-A-T-H, meaning one who suffers from a disease of, or one who treats a disease, which you should recognize from the base path, which we studied in Greek lesson 10. This suffix path is actually a back formation of the next suffix, pathy, P-A-T-H-Y, meaning disease of or treatment of disease of or by. Do you remember what a back formation is? A shortened form of a word. You need to know that term for the final. On the next page, you'll see iasis, I-A-S-I-S, another diseased condition suffix. An extension of the suffix you've already learned, sis, S-I-S. Note that it can sometimes mean just the process of, as in odontiasis, the process of creating teeth, odont. In other words, this suffix doesn't always undergo degeneration. Another term you need to remember. Next is the suffix therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, meaning treatment of or by. As you might guess, there's a base therap, which we did not study, meaning treat or attend to. In ancient Greek, a therapon is an attendant. That's it for the suffixes in Lesson 22. As you did in Lessons 20 and 21, please pause this presentation and peruse the bases here, starting with brachy, B-R-A-C-H-Y, meaning short, and running through xanth, X-A-N-T-H, meaning yellow. Then do the matching exercise on page 268. When you're done, restart this audio and I'll give you the answers. Ready, set, stop. And here are the answers. 1, urothermic, is D, as in decisive. 2 is G, as in good for you. 3, I, as in, isn't orthodolacocephalus a great word? But how would you ever use it in normal speech, except as an insult? 4, H, as in hospital. 5, C, as in critical. 6, B, as in broken. 7, A, as in, 8, J, as in, jumping Jehoshaphat. 9, E, as in, easy as pie. And 10, F, as in, finally done. In the next lesson, lesson 23, guess what we're going to do? That's right, more suffixes. One that's medical, emia, E-M-I-A, meaning condition of the blood, and one that's geometrical, hedron, H-E-D-R-O-N, meaning a solid figure with a specified number of faces. You know the routine. Pause, peruse the bases on pages 269 through 272, and then do the matching exercise on page 272. Go on, do it. And while you're doing it, I'll chatter a little. I love the base my, M-Y, or miss, M-Y-S, which gives us the word muscle. It comes from a Greek base that means mouse, M-Y. So what's a muscle etymologically? Well, the suffix C-L-E is a diminutive, so a muscle is a little mouse, probably because of the resemblance of muscles to mice. Think of muscles as mice running under rugs and creating little moving bumps. Someone was having linguistic fun that day. My favorite part is the little mice, not just regular mice. Well, my little mice are certainly diminutive. Still, I love the fact that the words muscular and mousy are cognate. What does that say about muscle cars? Also, way at the bottom of the list is the base tone, T-O-N, meaning a stretching or tension, which gives us the word tonic. The connection is that tonics supposedly tone your muscles, That is, just by drinking them, it makes you stronger. Snake oil and other fake medicines have been around as long as humans have been trying to cure anything. Tone can also refer to vocal pitch, as in tone. Here the connection is based on the straining of the vocal cords as they stretch to create higher sounds. Indeed, some singers' tones make me want to drink a tonic. Okay, done with the matching yet? Well, go do it then. Pause and match, then restart the presentation.
La la la.
Oh, sorry, I was just practicing my tone. And here are the answers. 1. F as in fabulous. 2. D as in dynamic. 3. G as in go for it. 4. I as in irritating. 5. H as in has he stopped yet? 6. J as in judgmental. 7. B as in you're breaking my eardrums. 8. C as in can you hear me? 7. A as in all the world can. And 10. E as in end this pain. Time for this audio presentation to conclude and die. Only 2 more lessons to go. Stay strong. Happy etymologizing.